As we begin to settle ourselves into our practice, let's see if we can be deliberate and intend to have a spirit of metta, M-E-T-T-A, to this practice. A spirit of kindness, of goodwill towards ourselves and our experiences. In the midst of whatever should unfold, and so as we begin just feeling the body as a whole, sense of the body in space, the touch points, open to the sounds, just letting everything be welcome, that spirit of metta. And allowing in the felt sense of the breathing. And if you will, letting the breath be rich and full, nice full in breaths, nice full out breaths. And as we do this, we can notice that there's a feeling of the breath that extends beyond the chest and belly and the nostrils. There's a felt sense of the breath throughout the body. Taking a little longer to engage with these full breaths. And noticing for a little while the in-breath in particular. Can you notice the qualities of the in-breath? Can you notice how it's naturally energizing? We're wired for this. And that creates feelings of vitality, opening, uplifting. It's invigorating, wakeful. And then noticing for a little while the out-breath in particular, nice full out-breaths. The out-breath is naturally calming. We're wired for it. Can you feel how the out-breath results in a releasing sensation, relaxing through the body? The out-breath is soothing and restful. You might feel the body dropping with each out-breath. And now what we'll be doing is using the breath as we engage in a kind of body scan, breathing in and out of regions of the body as a way to tend to the body with metta, a sense of bathing the body with the breath, massaging it, softly touching, caressing the body, really embodying metta through the natural actions of breathing in and out. And so as we breathe in and out of these regions that I'll suggest, you might care to have these full breaths, or maybe half or three quarters of the full breath, whatever feels easeful and kind and helps you tend to the body. And so now, releasing that sense of whole body breathing and letting the attention move into face and head, and breathing in and out of this region. Waking up face and head, energizing it on the in-breath, and releasing and soothing the muscles on the out-breath. But let go of striving. There's nothing to strive for. Just let the breath and your kindly intentions do the work. And now breathing in and out of the neck. Adjusting however you like the depth of the breath to be to meet your needs. What do you need? What does this body, heart, mind need? And now into the shoulder region, the shoulder muscles, left and right, all across the top of the back. Bathing, massaging the shoulders with the breathing. And now let's go to the right shoulder down to the right elbow, the right upper arm, tending to this region, touching it softly with the breath. Opening with the in-breath, relaxing with the out-breath. And then from the elbow to the fingertips on the right arm. The breath doesn't need to be full and big, whatever suits you, so that you feel that you're tending, caressing inwardly the body. And on an out breath, releasing that and taking the attention to the left shoulder to elbow, upper arm. Invigorating and relaxing. Calming with each in-breath and out-breath. And from the left elbow to fingertips. And on an out breath, releasing that and coming to the chest. Let's just take part of the chest, the upper part of the chest. Feeling the breath in this region. You might really appreciate that uplift with the in breath and the softening with the out breath. And then the lower half of the chest, including the diaphragm. the upper part of the belly. Inwardly caressing the body with the breathing. Embodying metta. And the lower half of the belly. Breathing in and out of it as full or lightly as feels tender, kind. As we continue to practice, if we notice that sloth and torpor have set in, we might give a little extra energy into the in-breath to invigorate our practice. Releasing the belly on the out breath, and let's come back to our shoulders and give them a little extra attention all across the top of the back. If we're aware of the hindrances of restlessness and worry and doubt, we might give a little extra accent to the out breath. Cultivating calm and ease. Letting the attention move into the shoulder blades. Playing with the breath as an act of kindness. As you're ready, moving into the mid-back thoracic spine region, a little farther down. Whenever we get caught up in the hindrances of wanting or not wanting aversion, we can simply notice the rising and passing of the breath. And so too, these hindrances are impermanent. And the in-breath may give us the energy to not cling. Energetic intention, and the out-breath, the energetic intention to let go, release any dukkha of any hindrance. Coming into the low back region, lumbar spine, massaging it with the breath. And down into the tailbone, the sacrum, and the whole of the pelvis, front and back. And on an out breath, letting that go, letting the breathing in and out go into the right leg from hip joint to knee. And from the knee down to the toes on the right side. And on an out breath, releasing that, coming to the left hip to knee region. Breathing in and out. And from the left knee to the tips of the toes. And feeling that breathing into all the way down both lower extremities. Invigorating, soothing, releasing. All through the torso. All through the upper extremities. And all the way to the top of the head. So we have breath and body together as a whole again, as an organic unit. Massaging, bathing the body with the breathing. On the night of his awakening, the Buddha touched the earth to proclaim his rightful place, to be free from dukkha, to live from love, compassion, to be free. And so too, with this practice, we can touch the earth with body, with breathing. And make the same proclamation for ourselves. Touching the earth with body, with breathing. We too belong. We too deserve to be free and live from love, compassion. And so in the silence, practicing on your own, perhaps doing the scan again, perhaps attending to particular regions that need more attention, using any other practices such as noting or counting, keeping the spirit of metta alive as we practice. In these last few minutes of our practicing, noticing any benefits from practicing in this way. The spirit of metta, did it deepen the mindfulness? Was there any gathering of the awareness? A bit of concentration, calm. Was there any gladdening of the heart, mind, body? Any uplift? Was there any freedom, even if only for a split second, from any conditioned habit energies? Any letting go? Was there any insight? Ah, yes, impermanent. Ah, yes, understanding dukkha. Ah, yes, this is not me, not mine, not all of who I am.